Hey guys, you're listening to RJ and Austin's Mindset Matters, a podcast that explores the nuances of aspiring and successful entrepreneurs.
We're two real estate investors that quit our jobs by challenging the mindset society teaches in school and overcoming traditional limiting beliefs.
Join us each week as we dive into the mindset of an entrepreneur.
What's up, guys? RJ and Austin here, back for another week of our podcast. You know, today we want to talk to you about something special. It's one of our first few episodes, and I think it's really, really important to start with things that are close to us and basically how we started this podcast. So we're going to be talking about perfect circumstances. And funny enough, we tried to record the beginning of this episode four different times and it wasn't perfect. So we kept trying to re-record. So that's our topic today. But before we jump into that, I want to say, Austin, what's up, man? What do you got going on?
Oh man, it's good to talk to you, brothers. It's been about a week now, but crazy down here in South Florida. You don't understand. I'm sure you understand in Chicago, but it's wild down here. We have all the snowbirds from New York, the Midwest, California. Everybody wants to fly down here and buy a piece of Florida property because beautiful weather year round and it's cheap compared to those locations. So I put in an offer in a house in Hollywood, Florida last week at the asking price was 700,000. I offered 750 and then I went for like 820. So that just gives you an idea of how hot the market is down here. So 120 over asking, but still moving forward, man. I mean, just one down, one more to go, getting closer to finding that one that's going to work for my next vacation rental. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. Awesome. What about you? What's new in Chicago? I saw you guys had some brutal storm come in yesterday. Yeah. Today.
Actually, before the podcast, I had to trudge through like a foot of snow because recycling comes today. Didn't shovel, so I was outside trying to get the recycling out, you know, falling over in snow. So, yeah, we had some crazy snowfall. Yesterday, I was the only one out. I was in the truck with my dump trailer, driving all around, pretty much no traffic. But there was like nobody on the streets. It was pretty awesome. It was pretty amazing, except for the people that were on the streets had no clue how to drive or didn't have 4x4 trucks. So, you know, they're like driving 10 miles an hour where I'm barreling through at 40 with the dump trailer.
Swerving in and out of traffic, man.
Yeah. But other news, Nikki and I closed on a flip property. We got that all started, got permits, demo, everything set up and aligned in 5 business days. We closed on the 21st and I had work start on the 31st. So 5 business days pretty much. And it was pretty awesome, rock and rolling over there. I got to get drywallers in there. My flooring guys were in there ripping up floors. Projects moving along smooth. So
nice, man. Sounds like you guys are pretty lean and mean right now. I think that's the most important, but one of the most important things in real estate is all about like your timetable. How quickly can you get in there and get out of there and start making a profit? So sounds like that's exactly what you guys are doing. Quick turnaround. I like it.
It's definitely one of those things that if I think to the old investment days, we were probably little bit more relaxed on it. When Nikki and I bought our first investment property, we were literally going to Lollapalooza. If you guys know what that is, we went to Lollapalooza on Thursday. We had closed on Wednesday. We went to Lala on Thursday and I woke up Friday morning and I go, we can't go to Lala this weekend. Like we just bought a property. We got so much stuff to do. And we ended up working probably 12-hour days at the property that whole weekend. And I ended up selling the bracelet. So just one of those sacrifices you have to make. Before we get too far, sorry for cutting you off. Let's talk about the topic, right? So each week we're going to pick a topic, talk about high level on our anecdotal experiences. Come on, we're Google experts. we don't sit in libraries, do scholarly research, but this is definitely something that I've found to be true for myself in perfect circumstance. Austin, do you want to jump into it or should I?
No, I think you go ahead, RJ, and then I'll just piggyback on what you have to say.
Sure. So perfect circumstance. Maybe that's not a perfect term, but what that means is don't wait for it. Don't wait for the perfect circumstance. Like you said, Austin and I probably filmed three intros of this podcast because we didn't think it was perfect. That's awful. You know, and then we start, you know, maybe I guarantee you the introduction this podcast isn't perfect, and this individual podcast, but also when we were trying to set this up, I had to go buy a mic, I had to buy a new camera, I had to get a light, you know, we were waiting for so many different things to fall in line. And as you can see, my video quality is not perfect, my audio probably sounds like shit, but it doesn't matter because, you know, eventually I was like, god damn it, we just need to do it. So there are multiple other instances in my life where I just delayed, procrastinated and didn't do something because I kept telling myself it's not the right time. And that's false. So when you're too afraid to jump in, that's exactly when you jump in. Because otherwise you're going to be in the exact same spot your entire life. And that's not acceptable. So when you're too scared to jump in, you know, you just got to jump. You got to take those risks. So,
yeah, I think the majority of the time that people jump is because they're comfortable in their current situation and they want something better, but they don't realize what they have to do, what they have to leave behind to get to that next step in their life. Right. Whether it's asking that new girl out on a date, you're comfortable like just hanging out with your friends, but you want that new girl, but you have to get out of your comfort zone to ask her out, to go to prom, go to the movies, whatever the circumstance may be. Is it's not just major things like jumping into real estate or quitting your job and starting a business full time. It's small things, and you start small and you gain your confidence, and then you work to those bigger goals that you want to achieve.
Exactly. And I love that. The thing is, so we talk about the podcast, a lot of the topics that we'll talk about is about reprogramming your mind and changing the way that you think. So whether it's small or big steps, it's typically more noticeable when you miss an opportunity, when you realize that, hey, if I would have started real estate 10 years earlier, I wouldn't have been so afraid and I wouldn't have waited for the perfect circumstances, how further along could I have been? So sometimes it works for you, sometimes it doesn't. Well, one instance where I'll say it didn't work, wouldn't have worked out, is college. I went to college 4 years late, and I know, well, I have the control over it, but I knew relatively that if I went to college at 18 years old, I would have failed out. I was reckless. I wasn't disciplined. I didn't have the future in mind. So in that instance, you know, I procrastinated, but in that instance, it actually worked out that I procrastinated. And other things, real estate. I wanted to get in real estate when I was 21. I didn't start real estate till I was 33. Now we got 85 units. I own a $1 million construction company. It's insane. And I did that all in 4.5 years. So if I would have started when I was 21, you know, think about that. But I kept telling myself, giving myself excuses, limiting beliefs of why I couldn't do it. So Austin, tell me about an experience that you have where, you know, it was your procrastination, but you totally wish you would have started sooner.
Yeah, man. So I can actually talk about something pretty recent that I've been thinking about. And even though we're teaching this, you guys, like this is still like a factor in our life today, with bigger projects, bigger deals, next steps in our life. We're always hesitant as human beings, and we just have to keep this mindset in our mind that we can do this and get through it. And at the end of the day, we can pivot. And I love pivoting because every time I pivot, my new pivot is usually better than my previous goal. So as you pivot along the way, you learn, you get better, and then you get more efficient, I guess you can say. So just getting started and then pivoting along the way is super key. So an example that I've been hesitant about jumping in recently is, as we talked about in the first episode, I'm in the vacation rental space. So what we do, we focus on single family homes, and then we convert them to luxury boutique, vacation rentals. So they come in with a family, usually eight, has a pool, things like that. Anyways, what I've been telling myself at the beginning of this year, so for the past month or so, is that I want to buy four more single family homes, turn them into vacation rentals. And then next year, I'll start focusing on boutique hotels. But I'm sitting here asking myself, like, I have the money to take down a boutique hotel from investors right now. Why am I not constantly looking at these deals and analyzing them, running the numbers? Because what if an amazing deal popped up tomorrow and I wasn't out there looking at them? And I'm just waiting till next year. I'm pushing it off a whole year because I don't think I'm ready. I'm a little nervous to make that jump to a larger deal, even though it's the same amount of work and effort to do a large deal compared to a small deal. So that's just an example right there.
That's awesome. I got two different things that I want to talk about there. First, we'll talk about pivoting, which will probably be another podcast. But the thing is, when we talk about reprogramming your mind and getting better, relearning situationally how to deal with circumstances, that's one of the things. You get better, and you'll get better at recognizing when you have to pivot, when your actions or behaviors are a deterrent to your goals. Those are all things that we'll talk about. And everything that we'll talk about will probably reoccur in each episode, only because, you know, we can't talk about one topic without including everything else. Because it's not one magic bullet. It's not one behavior, one action, one mindset that's going to get you to that goal. That brings me to my second point. So, you know, I would say Austin and I are established investors. There's many more investors that are a lot more established than us, and a lot of investors that are trying to get to where we're at, right? If you follow my TikTok or any of my social media, I always say I'm an investor, mentor, contractor. I've mentored a lot of people getting into real estate. Well, recently I just had a conversation and, I told them how I mentor. I said, hey, listen, I talk a lot about the fundamentals. A lot of what I teach is about mindset adjustment, reprogramming your brain, because you got to think outside the box when it comes to real estate. Basically, we're problem solvers. And she said to me, I said she. Well, they said to me, I'm beyond that point. You know, I'm past that. I don't need that. And I'm like, so I sat there and I was thinking back and I said, oh, wow, maybe am I being arrogant? What's going on here? And then after we got off the phone, I told a couple of people and they said, that was really arrogant for her to say. How many buildings does she have? I was like, zero. She wants to get into it. And they're like, doesn't she realize that everything that you were trying to tell her, everybody uses, the most successful people in real estate. So everything that we're going to be talking about, I guarantee you, the most successful people in real estate go back to that checklist, or maybe they've reprogrammed their mind that it's an automatic habit, an atomic habit, which is the book I'm reading right now. So it's also about being humble. So these are all different points that we're constantly going to be talking about. For a lady that has zero properties, zero knowledge in real estate, wants to get into real estate, and saying that she's beyond a certain point, that she's beyond learning things, that's, I don't know. I don't know what else to say about that without getting more heated. So,
yeah, man. I mean, it's all mindset, right? What you were literally just talking about. She hasn't got the correct mindset yet. She needs to read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and then we'll have this discussion with her again. Right. It's just, go ahead.
No, I mean, there's so many books. There's so many Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Mindset by Carol Dweck, Miracle Mornings, Atomic Habits, which I'm reading right now. It's actually on my desk. Free advertising for James Clear. Nice. You know, there's so many different things. Sorry to cut you off, though.
No, man, you're good. I guess if we're talking about books that we're reading, I'm reading The 4-Hour Work Week right now. So I remember it's funny. So RJ lives in Chicago, and I used to invest in Chicago. There's a pretty big investor there named Bree, and I remember she was on some podcast one time, and she said her whole mindset shifted when she read this book, 4-Hour Work Week, because she was putting in 60 plus hours a week in real estate in her job, and then she read this book, and it changed everything. And I'm going through the fundamentals of the book right now, and it's really like it's really eye opening how much you can bring down to just an hour a day of working and cutting out all the BS that fills your inbox and your email inbox or your day-to-day, your text messages, and just focusing your time just on that 1 hour of getting everything done. And so that's something that I'm focusing on right now as well. So great book.
That brought up another point that we'll probably constantly talk about is the law of diminishing returns. Hopefully that's the correct dictionary term. But so I read the 4-Hour Work Week when I was just out of college. So I remember some of the concepts that he was saying in that, but I don't remember everything. So the reason I bring up the law of diminishing returns is a lot of people talk to me about Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I actually hated that book the first time I read it, but I guarantee if I go back and read it now, I'm going to get a lot more value. 4-Hour Work Week. I read that maybe a decade ago. If I read it now, I guarantee I'll get a lot more value, which also, you know, when it comes to diminishing returns, like maybe you'll come off this podcast excited, jacked up, you know, you want to learn, you want to change, you want to grow. Well, that's only going to last. That excitement's only going to last a very minimal amount of time. You're going to have to read another podcast. You're going to have to get yourself re-excited. So these are the types of things, again, when it comes back full circle, that you have to learn as an investor to recognize when, hey, I'm not as excited. I should read another podcast, or I should talk to my buddy about investing because, you know, I was super jacked last week, but this week I'm not motivated. So again, law of diminishing returns, perfect circumstance, mindset shifts. There's so much to talk about, and everybody is learning, relearning, reprogramming. Don't expect you to be experts. Nobody's perfect. We're not perfect. We'll probably make a shit ton of mistakes on the podcast, which, you know, I welcome that because that's how you learn. That's how you grow. So.
Yeah, couldn't agree more, man. And that's all that we're looking to do each and every day is just grow and become better and more successful, because as RJ was saying, the more mistakes you make, the more successful you get in life. Because I feel like it's weird, like growing up in elementary, middle school, and high school, the whole thing was you don't want to make mistakes. Mistakes are bad, but mistakes are the only way that you learn and grow as a person and get better and get to that next step that you want to go to. There was a saying that I heard the other day that every millionaire at one point in their life will end up going broke, lose everything, and then they'll figure out a way because they've done it before. They'll learn from the mistakes, and they'll eventually get back to exactly where they were or better later on in their life. And it's all through making your mistakes, learning from them, and then growing from them. So,
yeah,
definitely excited for what we're going to accomplish for this podcast and the value that we hopefully bring everyone.
Yeah, hell yeah. So with that, I think we're about time. I mean, we got quick hits every single week. I hope you guys found value in this and listened through. If you made it to the end, great. You guys are still with us. We'll see you next week.
Yo, you made it to the end. You're one step closer to changing your mindset, discovering your true potential.
If you like what you heard, share our podcast and leave us a review. Send us a note. We'd love to hear from you.
Catch you next week.